Bowman?
That's me.
Okay, Mr. Bowman. The Honorable Luis Quiñones will be conducting your hearing. He will be the next voice you hear, okay?
Good morning, sir. Or good afternoon, pardon me.
Good afternoon.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Sherrod Bowman, ABC number 252748.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 20th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you. That form lists your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. And I'll start with the opposite side of the bench, working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Luis Quiñones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Bowman and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Bowman, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the three allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true, false, or you wish to remain in silence. The reason why we offer you the third option is because we have a note on your warrant that you have a police department report number suggesting that you may have an additional charge in the criminal justice system. And because this hearing is recorded, we want to make sure that we respect your rights as this hearing, the recording of this hearing, can be subpoenaed by officers of the court. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So again, when I read the allegations to you one at a time, you need to respond whether they are true, false, or you wish to remain silent. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Now keep in mind, if you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then I'm going to begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your possession of a white powdery substance wrapped in plastic baggies consistent in the use of illegal drugs on or about October 31st, 2018 in Tucson, Arizona. Mr. Bowman, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent? Okay, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to step outside of your residence at 1742 North Oracle Road, Unit 35, Tucson, Arizona, when directed by your parole staff on or about October 31st, 2018. Mr. Bowman, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
I wish to remain silent.
Okay. And your final allegation, violation of condition number six, as demonstrated by you being in possession and control of a firearm on or about October 31st, 2018 at 1742 North Oracle Tucson, Arizona. Mr. Bowman, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Wish to remain silent.
Thank you, sir. Now, Mr. Bowman, because you chose the option to remain silent, we still need to hear the allegations read by our Community Corrections Hearings Officer. And then after that, because we will not ask you any short questions on these allegations, based on your desire to remain silent, the board will make a motion to determine whether or not we're going to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. I believe all of the allegations are identical.
Yes.
Allegation number one. On 10/31/2018, during the Halloween compliance checks, Team 2, led by P.O. Duffy, along with P.O. Carrion, P.O. Nuno, and C.O. 3 Jones, responded to the Fender Brown Shroud, number 252748, residence at 1742 North Oracle Road, number 35, Tucson, Arizona, 85705, for the Halloween compliance check. When initial contact was made by the team inside the residence, there were baby clothes all over the room, baby clothes hanging in the closet, and a playpen in the center of the room. The offender was with his girlfriend, and when questioned, she indicated the baby was her sister's. A large knife was seen on the front windowsill. P.O. Duffy made the decision for safety reasons to have the team exit the residence, and he verbally directed the offender to report to his P.O. on Thursday morning. The team went to a safe area, and P.O. Duffy contacted S.P.O. Settles by phone to inform him of the situation. As P.O. Duffy was talking to S.P.O. Settles, the offender was then seen by P.O. Duffy and his team go walk to the next apartment and pass on to his neighbor several items from his pockets. Details of the items were unknown due to the distance. At that time, P.O. Duffy stated he and his team were accosted by two hooded men, and they decided to leave the area for safety. At this time, S.P.O. Settles contacted borough manager Mike Percival to request an immediate action warrant on the offender based on what was observed inside the room and the offender's behavior. The warrant was granted, and immediate action warrant number 2018-W3175 was issued. S.P.O. Settles then contacted the U.S. Marshals team assisting TRPO for the compliance checks and requested that they may meet S.P.O. Settles at the offender's residence. On S.P.O. Settles' arrival, he knocked on the offender's front door, directing the offender to come outside. The offender failed to do so. At that time, the U.S. Marshals Service knocked on the offender's door and verbally announced who they were and directed him to come outside. After several moments, the offender complied, and the offender was detained by U.S. Marshals. The offender was taken into custody by ADC parole staff and transported to ASPC Tucson by CO2 Urias and P.O. Duffy. Once the room was cleared, a team comprised of P.O. Sermoski, P.O. Flores, P.O. Carrion, P.O. Keenan, P.O. Nuno completed a search of the offender's room where a firearm was found underneath the pillow on top of the bed. Several small white baggies containing an unknown white substance were found along with a digital scale, several baggies of marijuana, numerous unknown pills, and a beaker containing an unknown liquid substance. The firearm was left as it was found as the scene was secure. At that time, 911 services were utilized for assistance from Tucson PD. Short time later, Tucson Police Officer Harkins and Officer Rodriguez responded. They then processed the scene and took control of all of the contraband that was found. Tucson PD report number 18-103-10605 was obtained. For the incident, Officer Harker stated that the scene would be processed and the offender would be charged with several felony charges, including weapons and drug violations. Tucson police believe the substance in the beaker was the offender's manufacturing drugs in the room. The firearm was later found by Tucson PD to be a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol with a fully loaded magazine with hollow point bullets. All pro staff then cleared the scene and headed back to PRC.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Bowman, as I stated, we're not going to ask you any questions because you chose to remain silent, so I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W3175. as well as testimony provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to find Mr. Bowman delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the Criminal Razor Company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Bowman, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Bowman was released from ADC custody on 5/22/2018 and arrested on 10/31/2018 by ADC with the assistance of the United States Marshal's Office. No new charges were noted at that time. He was returned back to ADC custody on 10/31/2018 with a CSED of 2/22/2019, 0 abscond days. Current convictions, 2013, failure to register as a sex offender, 3 years, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2010, marijuana violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2013, commitment B, count one, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. 2013, commitment C, count one, failure to register as a sex offender, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.2. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS release, completed 4 months. Disciplinary is minimum. Other arrest, 1994, sexually motivated offense in Michigan, felony conviction, state prison. 2009, sex offender registration violation, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G2, B3. He is a level 3 sex offender that is registrable, notifiable, and SBP reviewable. Status of charges, as of 11-1, there's no charges have been filed yet.
Just a quick question, Mr. Truman, before I continue. I know that he's a registrable sex offender, and it's pretty obvious what the arrest was for, pardon me, but did he have any restrictions with children too?
And I want to quote the information on November, as of November 27th, there hasn't been any charges filed. Yes, as being a sex offender, he would have registrations to not have any contact. So if you look in the warrant itself towards the back,
yeah. It
will have all of your sex offender conditions.
Yeah, signs.
I didn't go that far. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Bowman, we're going to continue the hearing. We're going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections, and on May 22, 2018, you were residing at BSS 6420 South Park Avenue until June 20, 2018, then the Star Motel on South 6th Avenue, until September 4th, 2018, and then on the address, or in the address at 1742 North Oracle Road, Unit 40. So was that your last place of residence before you were arrested, sir?
Yes, sir.
We don't have any verification as to whether or not you're working, but there's a note that you're getting money from your father's life insurance and from your mother. Did you have work as well?
Yes, I was working construction.
Construction?
Yes.
Were you working full time or day labor?
Yes, 40 hours.
And who are you working for?
No, it was like a day labor type of...
Okay, I see. Were programming notes that you were assigned to the task called the day program with the color plum?
Yes, sir.
And we have 5 negative submissions, which we commend you for. It also looks like that you were attending CAP MRT as verified by Pro Officer Mata. And that's all of our notes. So, again, no questions about the arrest. Did you have any past issues with drug abuse or alcohol?
Yes, I did. I did have past issues, but I've been clean for a long time, ever since I've been out. And I'm pretty proud of that.
So was the last, what was the drug you were using, or was it alcohol?
That was cocaine.
Oh, cocaine. And when's the last time you used cocaine, sir?
Like 2013.
We commend you for that. It's always good to hear when people turn a corner on their substance abuse.
Yes.
Based on your wish to remain silent, there's really not much else I can ask you about, but I say that because oftentimes we look at a warrant and someone's absconded. We'll ask questions about that or if they've been missing from their address, but it looks like you were at your last address. And that issue is the arrest. So I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Bowman, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make before the board goes into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. And short of anything that you've remained silent on, is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion and votes on this case?
I was just doing everything that I was supposed to do. I was on my way to complete parole. My parole date ends in February. And like I said, I was doing everything I was supposed to do, and pretty much that's it. It's just unfortunate that, the situation.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bowman. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if we'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do want to point out that Mr. Bowman would otherwise be doing well, as he stated, complying with his conditions. Looks like that he was providing clean urinalysis. He states that he's been clean from drugs since 2013. He was working. Also sounds like he had another source of income and a stable residence. And without getting too personal, it sounds like that he was in a relationship. Unfortunately, the charges that he was arrested for that resulted in him being arrested by the Department of Corrections for violation of his conditions are pretty serious. Those charges are still pending, and based on everything that we've gathered today, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. I will say that if these charges are unfounded, and that's a whole separate part of the criminal justice system, he only has until February 22nd of 2019, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Okay, hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board on warrant number 2018-W3175, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, and move to remote community supervision as Mr. Bowman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in a criminal leisure company, Inasmuch according to the warrant, he was found in possession of a substance consistent with drugs and a firearm, which is a crime for convicted felons, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Bowman, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about February 22nd, 2019. It sounds like that you are still pending charges from the other arrest. In the meantime, in the case that charges were, those charges are unfounded, pardon me, we encourage you to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like that you were working, that you had some support out there. We certainly want to see you succeed in the community. So please pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections, and again, put together a plan for your safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Bowman, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Okay. You guys have a good day.
You too, sir.